With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Strong winds and waves from Hurricane Erin have battered Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard as dangerous rip currents continue to threaten from the Carolinas to New England. But the storm is heading further out to sea and will slowly weaken into the weekend. The FBI searching the Maryland home and Washington office of ex-Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. It's part of an investigation into the handling of classified information. Bolton has not been charged with any crimes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law calling for special election to withdraw the state's congressional districts. Correspondent Ben Thomas says the measure, if approved, would only last through 2030 when an existing board reassumes its duties.
California currently relies on an independent commission to draw maps. It's supposed to be nonpartisan, so voters' permission is needed to implement the new one. Newsom says the move comes in response to Texas Republicans who have advanced their own redrawn map at President Trump's urging.
Texas redrawn maps will still need a final vote in the Republican-controlled state Senate, which advanced the plan out of committee Thursday but did not bring the measure to the floor. A judge says former Trump lawyer Alina Habba has been unlawfully serving as U.S. attorney in New Jersey. White House correspondent Greg Clexton.
Habba's term as the interim U.S. attorney ended on July 26th, but the Trump administration took steps to keep her in the role without getting Senate confirmation. And now a federal judge says Habba, who once served as Donald Trump's personal defense attorney, has been serving unlawfully as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. The judge put his order on hold, pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are much higher. All three major indexes up more than 1%. This is SRN News. World population is headed downward.
After decades of warning about the dangers of overpopulation, experts are now changing their tune. A new report from the Pew Research Center indicates that in most places, the birth rate is dangerously low. In North America, Latin America, Europe, Asia, and the Caribbean, women are not having enough babies to replace the number of people who die each year. Africa is above the replacement rate, but its annual birth rate is also in steep decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Target says CEO Brian Cornell will step down and be replaced by Chief Operating Officer Michael Fiddleke, the discount retailer trying to reverse a persistent sales slump and revive its reputation. Target has also been the subject of a boycott by Christians and others, which followed Cornell's decision in 2016 to allow men to use women's restrooms. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened higher ahead of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's speech at the Fed's annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The address triggered renewed speculation about the future course of rates. Mixed signals about the economy are complicating the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rates. Weak employment data suggests that the Fed should cut rates. However, concern that inflation could move higher make the case for the Fed to stay on its current course. Shares of NVIDIA tumbled 1.2% in pre-market trading after the company's CEO said the company was in talks with the Trump administration regarding a potential new computer chip designed specifically for China. The chips are graphics processing units, or GPUs. They're used to build and update a range of AI systems. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.